Yes, hi. My name is Rudy, and I'm of Opinion Research, a national survey research firm. And we're listening to voters in your area today to get their opinions and advice on issues facing us all. We would like to include your responses to the survey, which will be kept confidential, with the responses of several hundred other voters such as yourself, okay? To begin, are you registered to vote in Texas yet?
Yes.
Okay, excellent. In which county do you currently reside? B, Clayburg, Nueces, San Francisco?
Nueces.
Okay, good. Are you or is anyone in your household employed in the news media, a market research firm, an elect official, or actively? Okay, good. And thinking about past November general elections for a moment, which party's candidates have you tended to vote for most often? A Republican, Democrat, maybe Independent Party? Okay. And on a scale of 0 to 10, with 0 meaning not at all interested and 10 meaning extremely interested, please tell me how interested you are in the November general elections for President and Congress.
10.
Good. On most issues, do you consider yourself to be very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, very conservative?
Very conservative.
Okay. Now, I would like to read you the names of several people and groups. For each one, please tell me whether you have heard of that person or group, and if so, whether you have a positive or a negative impression of them. If you do not recognize the name, just say so. Here's the first name. Republican candidate for the state senate, Adam Inhofe.
I don't really know.
Okay. State Senator Morgan LaMonsieur.
State Senator? Yeah, don't know.
Okay. Vice President Kamala Harris.
I'm not a good feeling about her at all.
A strong negative or somewhat negative?
Yeah. Strong negative.
Okay. Texas Governor Greg Abbott.
Mostly positive.
Okay. Former President Donald Trump.
Positive.
Okay. Democratic Party.
Very negative.
Okay. The Republican Party.
As a whole, I mean, probably neutral.
Okay, so no opinion?
I mean, maybe just slightly positive, but that's about it.
Okay, gotcha. Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick.
I'd say very positive.
Okay, good. All right, moving forward. If the election for President of the United States was held today and you had to make a choice, for which one of the following candidates would you vote? Republican Donald Trump and J.D. Vance? Democrat Kamala Harris and Tim Walz?
Republican.
Okay. If the election for the United States Senate was held today and you had to make a choice, for which one of the following candidates would you vote? Ted Brown, which he is a libertarian. Ted Cruz, Republican. Mm-hmm. Colin Allred, Democrat.
Ted Cruz.
Okay. For which of the following candidates would you vote in an election for state senate from this part of Texas? Robin Vargas, Green Party. Adam Inhofe, Republican. Morgan LaMonsieur, Democrat.
Adam.
Okay. Do you think Morgan LaMonsieur has done her job as Texas state senator well enough to deserve re-election, or do you think it is time to give someone else a chance to do better?
I always think it's better to give somebody else a chance. I don't think people are meant
someone
to
else.
For
good.
A long period of time. Yeah.
Okay, good. Now I would like to read you some information from the public record and news reports about the candidates for state senate. For each item I read, please tell me if that information makes you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote for that candidate. Here's the first statement. Morgan LaMonsieur opposed removing judges who do not follow the law for setting bail for violent offenders.
Opposed removing judges, and they're judges that did what again? They
opposed removing judges who do not follow the law for setting bail for violent offenders.
Oh. that definitely makes me not think of that person very highly. Yeah.
Much less likely then?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Adam Inahosa is a successful entrepreneur and job creator, and today he operates small businesses, working hard to grow and revitalize our area.
Yeah, I mean, it's my kind of candidate, for sure. I like small businesses.
Okay. Adam Inahosa knows that the radical liberal values and woke policies of Washington, D.C. are not the values of South Texas, and that this year is our chance to provide our area with a new state senator who represents our values.
Hmm.
Much more likely.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Somewhat more likely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Much more likely. Okay. Adam Inahosa had tax liens filed against him, against his businesses for failure to pay tens of thousands of dollars in taxes. Would that make you more likely to vote for him? Someone more likely, someone less likely, much less likely, no difference, or you're not sure?
It doesn't make a difference. I mean, yeah, who knows the taxes, right? Okay. I'd have to look into the situation. Yeah, I don't.
To prepare high school students for the jobs of the 21st century, Adam Inahosa will work to pass education reforms, including career tech programs, for students who don't plan to attend college.
Yeah, I'm very much in favor of that. More likely,
okay.
Yeah.
Adam Inahosa will work to protect our children from the radical lefties' agenda like critical race theory and gender modification and bring sanity back to our school policies.
Yeah, much more likely.
Okay. Morgan LaMancha doesn't support Second Amendment gun rights and wants to place restrictions on the purchase of firearms, which will take freedom away from Texans.
Yeah, less likely, much less likely.
Mm-hmm. Morgan LaMancha opposed school choice legislation that would have allowed parents to use state funding to send their child to school of their choice, be it a public school, a private school, or a charter school.
Yeah, of course she opposes that because they think it's racist. Yeah, much, much likely.
Mm-hmm. Morgan LaMancha is working against jobs in our area by opposing adding any more natural gas plants in Texas.
Well, that hurts my industry. Definitely less likely.
Okay. Morgan LaMancha is in favor of pornography in school libraries and is endorsed by a lesbian, gay, bisexual, questioning queer advocacy group.
Yep, much less likely.
Morgan LaMancha authored a bill to allow Planned Parenthood and other established abortion support groups to receive state and federal taxpayer dollars.
Yeah, I mean, but she's basically going to... You're probably going to ask me all the questions that are pretty much along the party lines, right? Like, yeah, I mean, she's following all the Democrat playbook. So, yeah, much less likely, obviously.
Okay. Adam Inahosa supports our state's efforts to identify and dismantle transnational criminal organizations and gangs that prey upon our communities.
Good for him. Much more likely.
Okay. Morgan LaMancha broke her promise to the voters and now votes on legislation to benefit her family beer business.
Much less likely.
Morgan LaMancha is currently campaigning against windstorms insurance rate increases, but when she had the chance to do something about it, she voted against reducing insurance rates last session.
Yeah, much less likely.
Adam Inahosa supports securing our border to protect our families.
Much more likely.
Morgan LaMancha has opposed numerous border security measures, including funds to build a border wall. She even opposed establishing a terrorist offender registry.
Much less likely.
Adam Inahosa trained and graduated from the police academy, and that is why he is a strong supporter of law enforcement and supports maintaining local police budgets.
Much more likely.
Morgan LaMancha supports state funding for children transitioning and gender mutilation surgeries.
Much less likely.
According to Nueces County records, Adam Inahosa's restaurant had been inspected 3 times, and inspectors found roaches and flies present, rotten vegetables, unclean microwaves, and unclean walls.
Okay. Listen.
Okay. Morgan LaMancha voted in favor of... I'll say no difference to that one, all right? Morgan LaMancha voted in favor of so-called diversity programs on Texas college campuses, even though they divide students according to race and ethnicity and teach that some races and ethnicities are superior to others.
much less likely.
Morgan LaMasha plus making a voter fraud to a felony level crime.
It doesn't change my opinion at all.
Morgan LaMasha supported allowing local governments to mandate vaccines to require people to wear masks.
Much less likely.
Adam Inahosa will pass a bill to cut property taxes.
Much more likely.
Adam Inahosa believes we must protect innocent life and the lives of pregnant women, new mothers, and their babies, and that's why he will provide better, more accessible health care for our mothers and children.
Much more likely.
Okay. Moving forward, and we're almost done, by the way. Having heard more about them, for which of the following candidates would you vote for Senate? Robin Vargas, Green Party. Adam Inahosa, Republican. Morgan LaMasha, Democrat.
Adam Inahosa.
Good. Now, just a few questions to make sure we have a representative sample voters. In what year were you born?
1980.
Okay. Do you consider yourself to be of Hispanic or Latino descent, such as Mexican, Puerto Rican, Cuban, or some other Central or Latin American background?
No.
Okay. And is your race Anglo, African American, Asian, or some other race?
Caucasian, Anglo.
Okay. Do you prefer to get most of your political news and information from cable news networks, from blogs and emails, from local TV news, from the newspaper, from news sites on the internet, from social media such as Facebook or X?
X.
Okay. And which of this is your next most preferred source? From cable news networks, from blogs and emails, from local TV news, from newspaper, from news sites on the internet?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a couple of news sites that I use, yeah.
Okay. Thinking about the television program you watch most often, do you watch more Spanish language television or more English language television?
English.
Okay. Which comes closest to describing how you currently receive the television programming you watch most often? Commercial supported streaming services such as Hulu, streaming over the internet without commercials, satellite dish or direct TV, through an antenna, local cable system?
Streaming, no commercials.
Okay. And in which of these, if any, do you use next most often? Commercial supported streaming services such as Hulu, satellite dish or DirecTV, through an antenna, local cable system?
I don't use any of them.
Okay. All right. Do you have a Facebook account?
Yes.
A X account?
Yes.
A YouTube account?
Yes.
An Instagram account?
Yes.
Okay. Which one of the following statements most closely describes your own position on the issue of abortion? Abortion should be legal for any reason at any time during a woman's pregnancy. Abortion should be legal for any reason during the first 3 months of pregnancy. Abortion should be legal only in cases of rape, incest, or danger to the life of the mother. Abortion should never be legal.
Never.
Okay. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation, and I mean that. Thank you for your time. You have a good rest of your evening.
You too, bud. Bye.